Mobilize, personalize, optimize, and monetize your marketing and engagement efforts. Welcome to Mobile Presence. From mobile marketing and messaging to mobile commerce and coupons, and from mobile apps and websites to mobile engagement and loyalty, our hosts bring on expert guests to give you the inside track on the trends, tools, and technologies that matter most. Mobile Presence, where making your brand or business mobile first is our first priority. Now, here are your hosts, Peggy Ann Saltz and Shahab Zaghari.
Welcome to Mobile Presence, as always, bringing you the experts to help you optimize and maximize your mobile strategy. I'm Peggy Ann Saltz from Mobile Groove, providing custom research and content marketing to the global mobile industry and offering mentoring and consulting to mobile startups.
And I'm Shahab Zaghari, award-winning filmmaker and executive director of marketing at Higher Ground Creative Agency.
And you know, Shahab, here it is. It's November. You know, we're moving on. We're in the home stretch of the year. And I have to say, it has been a great pleasure to co-host with you, as always, here.
Yeah, another year in the bag.
Another year in the bag. That's right. I've run out of counting the shows here, but you know, we hit one milestone after another, and in a way, you know, one of those milestones is really redefining mobile presence over the years with you. You know, we've gone from mobile marketing, then we've looked at mobile apps. Some app store optimization shows. We were ahead of the curve on that. We saw that ASO was going to be hot, right?
Mm-hmm.
We also have been talking about push notifications, smart notifications. Also, again, seeing that that is going to be a huge trend in engagement marketing, mobile marketing. And then, of course, through you, you know, with the cool factor that you bring in, Shahab, we've got video, we've got social, we've got influencer marketing. You know, we have really been covering all the bases here.
Definitely. And, you know, there's two levels to what we're looking at here. It's about mobile and tech, but it's also about the passions and talents of the people behind these companies. Tech startups, well, all startups have lessons and learnings to share that we, you know, everyone in mobile can learn from.
Absolutely. So, you know, you have to think about the industry and where the ideas are coming from. And, that's why when I got an email recently telling me about a new app, and the app, by the way, is called Hidden Founders, I just had to explore it. I had to look into it. Because I thought to myself, it's really interesting to think about how to ensure that, you know, the startups, the cool companies in mobile, in marketing, in apps, everywhere, you know, just sort of have the learnings and the resources that they need to be successful. So today we have one of the people from that company, Hidden Founders, on the show. But first, just a little bit more about the app, which is really cool, by the way. And you have to take a look at it if you haven't already, because it offers sort of bite-sized startup lessons for busy founders.
And That's really cool.
It's like, you know, a lesson a day or a collection of curated practical lessons from the best books, the best blogs, the best talks, you know.
I mean, definitely the required reading you need if you're running a mobile business or actually any business.
Absolutely. So as I said, you know, micro learning for startups. And an app that wants to also build a community around business advice and, of course, mobile business advice. And here to tell us a little bit more about the company, about the startup culture, about what he's doing, what he's enabling here is Hisham Amin. He's product and growth lead at Hidden Founders and one of the makers of Startup Patterns. So it's great to have you, Hisham.
Thanks for having me on the show, Peggy.
Great to have you.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. And, you know, of course, you're based in Morocco and Germany, bringing us great stories from founders from Silicon Valley and everywhere else. So what is the link between all this and, you know, tell us a little bit more about Morocco?
Of course. First of all, it's my huge pleasure to be here with you guys today. And the very basic link is that when we thought in the beginning of launching Hidden Founders, which is like a tech co-founder as a service, we launched it on Product Hunt. And by the time we got a lot of applicants from the US and from Germany. And so this is when we thought that our business is actually needed in those places. So that's how we moved out to be a global company since day one, operating in three main continents, which are like the US and Dusseldorf in Germany and also Morocco. And yeah, our vision is to build this, like bridge the gap between all these places and build those smart and small startup hubs all over the world.
So Hisham, that tells us, you know, about the link with the innovation, you know, these different locations and bringing all of that together. But let's talk about not just the location. Let's talk about the inspiration here. I mean, what is the idea behind Hidden Founders?
So, as I told you in the beginning, we are a tech co-founder as a service based in these three continents. The idea behind this company is that we have noticed a huge transformational startup trends going on around the world, but a lot of people with great ideas actually don't have the technical skills to build these amazing tech products. And this is why we wanted to position ourselves in the middle of the spectrum, because if you notice, we have dev shops and we have low quality services from different parts of the world. And those dev shops are usually not accessible for startup founders. And so we want to be as this mashup of accelerator, but also a dev shop that would enable tech startup founders to build and to execute on their ideas. And the inspiration, as I told you, is simply to build and to empower huge startup ecosystems around the world. No matter where you are, where you live, and what's your background, you're gonna always have access to tech while being a non-technical founder. And this is actually the vision that we want to build.
And what exactly are you teaching startups in startup patterns?
All right, so bringing you the idea of startup patterns initially, and what's interesting, I think, for the listeners to know about is the idea behind building startup patterns is that we are aware through all the experiences that we had with startup founders in our initial business, which is Hidden Founders, where we work closely with them at actually building their MVPs or launching their products. We understood that the only way to succeed is actually to be able to learn fast than anyone else. You need to have the best knowledge and tools, of course, but at the same time with the most efficient learning process. And that's why we have built startup patterns, because we know that a lot of people put a lot of hours at reading, at discovering ideas, but less time at executing. And this is a pain that we wanted to solve through startup patterns by actually doing the work us here by creating the best content from startup books or blogs or even talks and provide it as a small piece of knowledge in startup patterns. Some of the widespread lessons that we actually share with our audience is this lesson from Steve Blank. I think a lot of people know about it, which is no startup business plan survives first contact with customers, which means you should get out of the building. You should have the courage to leave your conference room, your office, and go interact with your customers. It's like in the time where you leave the comfort of your office or your workplace, that the real startup experience starts.
That's really cool. Do you have any other bits of content that you really were excited about?
Well, I think additionally to Steve Blank's takeaway, which is get out of the building, I think my most other favorite lesson that a lot of people are familiar with, but most founders actually dismiss in their daily life, which is how you should operate in startups comparing to corporations, because a lot of startup founders are actually dropouts of the corporate world and they take with them the planning and the forecasting that they used to have in corporations. But in reality, founders must constantly change direction and respond quickly to the unexpected obstacles of a startup environment. But however, startups also should not abandon the planning to adopt a chaotic, just do it mindset either, which means that once you find the balance between the chaotic adaptation with the environment of startup world and the planning of the corporation side, this is the sweet spot that a lot of people, a lot of startup founders will adopt in order to head to success.
Well, I think this is great, Hisham. You know, we're talking about not just what you need to succeed in mobile, but what you need to really succeed to be sort of like a success as a mobile entrepreneur, or just an entrepreneur at any type of company, and also your role of your app in making that all possible. So when we get back from the break, we'll talk more about your app, and we'll talk more about those interesting stories and tips and advice that you have to offer. So listeners, don't go away. We'll be right back.
Mobile Presence will be back after we connect you to our sponsors.
Is your website hacked? Is your website displaying error messages or loading slowly? Even if there are no signs of malicious activity, your site may still be compromised. Websites, like cars, require regular maintenance to perform at their best and not leave you stranded. At Fjorge, our website maintenance experts can help you assess which one of our maintenance plans will best support your needs. Visit fjorgedigital.com or call 612-877-3840 and get the support and protection your website and business deserve. That's fjorgedigital.com.
Do you look at the task of ranking your site at the top of the search engines like you would climbing the top of Mount Everest? It doesn't have to be. TopSEOs.com knows how hard that climb can be, and they can make top ranking a reality. Top SEOs send you to only the right search vendors and agencies that they know will work for you. Since 2002, TopSEOs.com has reviewed and researched the best search engine marketing agencies and solutions providers. Don't risk the cost of falling off the proverbial peak of search rankings. Let Top SEOs give you peace of mind. TopSEOs.com, the independent authority on search vendors.
Pick out some new favorite podcasts now at cranberry.fm.
Mobilizing your marketing and engagement efforts. Welcome back to Mobile Presence, only on Cranberry Radio.
Welcome back to Mobile Presence. I'm Peggy Ann Saltz with Mobile Groove.
And I'm Shahab Zaghari with Higher Ground Creative Agency.
And our guest today, Hisham Amin, he is product and growth lead at Hidden Founders. And we're talking about, of course, your amazing app, Hisham. And before the break, you know, we were talking about the stories and how you're curating content. But I want to step back for a moment and look at the content marketing strategy going on here, because really what you're doing is you're using content to attract users, to attract audience. What's your thinking behind this?
Well, initially, one of the main things that we do here in Hidden Founders is that we want to empower startup founders with a lot of devices, with a lot of apps that can make their startup journey easier. We started with Founders Test, which is actually a quiz that helps you calculate your level of startupness, which is a very cool product that we launched earlier this year. And then we proceeded with this app, which is Startup Patterns. Well, the idea is that we are experienced in the startup journey of an early stage founder. And throughout all our work with these amazing people here at Hidden Founders, we wanted to create this culture of getting closer and closer to the journey of startup founders. And it, at the same time, as we are a tech company that provide dev services, we are also like a startup accelerator, which means all the folks, all the people that we have in-house at Hidden Founders are people who built businesses, who built actual startups before gathering here at this amazing community of Hidden Founders, which means that as much as we are experts in tech, we are also experts in the startup journey. And this is exactly the idea behind this strategy of startup patterns and the way we generate our users.
And specifically, you know, with your hand in it, I mean, what does your responsibilities look like for Hidden Founders and patterns, startup patterns?
Concerning myself, one of the key ideas is actually the user experience in including startup patterns and also the content generation, because there are a lot of apps, there are a lot of web apps, a lot of websites that create content. It can be as broad as any kind of field, not only specifically the startup field, but we wanted to focus on the startup field. And the reason we provide like three days a week lessons is because we want to be very sharp concerning the quality of the lessons that we provide to first-time founders, and we want to level up to the like to the high value that a lot of our users expect. And also the improvement of the app, the positioning of the app, and also the promotion of the app are all some things that are in my scope within Hidden Founders. And at the same time, as a growth person, I think side projects inside the company like Hidden Founders are very important. And so I usually handle these side projects which are those kind of apps like Startup Patterns that we provide to our audience, to our ideal customer profile, that receive a lot of value out of it, and by the meantime discover our main business, which is Hidden Founders, that build such amazing products. So for me, in as a position of a startup founder, when I look at these kind of products, this is for me the best proof that Hidden Founders can eventually provide me with a great tech product if I envision one of these days to actually build a tech startup.
Yeah. And those lessons that you have three times a week, how much do those cost?
What do you mean by your question?
So you said you have three lessons every week.
Mm-hmm.
So how much would a startup have to pay in order to listen into those lessons?
Well, actually, the good news is that the app is free. It's available on iOS and the App Store. You can find it, you can download it, and you can start enjoying the lessons. The only thing is that it's only available on iOS. But the good news is that we are now working in-house on developing the Android version as well, which means it should be live in less than 2 weeks from now. So all the startup founders, including those who have Android and those who have iOS, should be able to have free access to this app.
So Hisham, just to be clear about this, so the name of the app is Startup Patterns.
Yeah.
And I can search for it in the Apple iTunes store, and that's where I'll get it. And then Android is coming soon, right?
Exactly.
So what happens if someone is listening in and they say, you know what, I'm a startup, but I'm seasoned. I got past the early stages. And they want to contribute some of their lessons. Say, for example, you know, they want to share something with your growing community about what they need to do or avoid. How can people get involved? How does someone get involved to be that their content is actually curated on your app?
That's a very good question, and it's actually referring to the very basic vision of what we wanted to create through Startup Patterns. Actually, the content of the app is meant for anybody from basic to advanced level. So even if you are advanced and you have got some really good experience in startups, you still can get value from our lessons. But at the same time, if you are advanced and you are kind of experienced founder, you are more than welcome to contribute with your ideas, because the vision is to build the biggest go-to library of mid-sized startup knowledge, which means that we want to gather a big startup community of startup founders, authors, experts, investors, and anyone that thinks that he has some valuable ideas to share with our users. He can just go to our website, startuppatterns.co, and submit a lesson, which means we have an option there in the website where you can just click, submit your ideas, and we will receive it by the meantime. We might reach out to you for any kind of edits and remarks, but you should be able to feature your ideas with our growing community of Startup Pattern users.
You know, you mentioned your community. I'm just curious, before we move on here with your questions, Shahab. Community, Hisham, how large is it, or how broad is it? How global is it? Tell me about your growing community of people who are downloading the app, but also interacting with you and your company.
All right. So looking at some of the data of the app, we have a fascinating growing community, especially in the U.S., in the major startup hubs of the U.S., including Silicon Valley, including New York, Austin, Chicago, L.A. But we are also very much present in Europe, including the UK, Germany, Amsterdam in the Netherlands is also doing pretty good, Stockholm in Sweden. And I think this is very congruent with what's happening right now with the startup trends and the startup hubs that are very active. And this actually demonstrates to us that a lot of people that are actually based in the startup hubs are in a lot of need for these kind of apps and services. So we are actually located in all the startup hubs that you think are currently very active in the startup scene all over the world.
And I'm reading here that the Hidden Founders program has, served two batches of 20 startups from 200 plus applicants globally, founders from New York, Boston, Paris, Moscow. I mean, it's a great mix. But what's the process for getting into the batches? How do founders and companies apply? And then what do they get from you?
All right. So as I told you, if you analyze the spectrum of companies that provide the same service as us, you will see dev shops who are extremely expensive for startup founders, and you will find also those low-cost services. In the middle of the spectrum, you'll find us, who are actually very, very accessible financially for startup founders, but at the same time, we are very keen on the quality of the ideas that startup founders provide. So we have actually programs that are called batches. We have served two programs till now since our creation, and each program involves between 15 to 20 startups. In order to get in, you just have to go to the website, hiddenfounders.com, you apply there, and you get your idea to be evaluated by Hidden Founders, then we should be able to get to you very soon to give you our final answer regarding this. And the reason we are very, 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 very sharp regarding the idea or the concept that the founder is sharing with us is because as much as we are flexible financially, we get equity from the startup so that we can actually share the risk with the startup founder and show him that we can go the extra mile with him. And the more he succeeds with his startup, this means that we are actually, it's in our favor, and it's something that's gonna serve us as well. So it's a kind of really co-founder in the right sense of the term.
Mm-hmm. And it's a little bit like a Shark Tank for very, 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 very early stage. I mean, you really just have to have an idea and have a concept, and then you're coming in, as I understand it, with helping people find the tech, helping people develop the product, help people figure out even probably who to hire and how to run a company, basically. Is that what I'm hearing here, Hisham?
Yeah, exactly. Like, we actually help a lot the early stage founders, but also we are open for the experienced founders as well. The people who have built probably one or two startups before that didn't work out and want to test a new idea or a new MVP at the lowest, I would say, cost possible. That's actually the right place for it. And we have worked with a lot of amazing startup founders who got started with their even third or fourth idea, and this is where their startup journey actually took off on the right track.
Well, that's really interesting, Hisham, and it's, that's that advice, the advice that you're giving startups and early stage companies. That's what we're going to get to right after the break. So listeners, stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Mobile Presence will be back after we connect you to our sponsors.
Are you paying too much for your paid advertising, or have you quit altogether because it seemed like a huge waste of money? Studies show that companies waste 25% of their PPC spend on average. The web marketing experts at WMETraining.com can show you how to make your AdWords account a lean, mean converting machine. Whether you're just starting out or want to take your skills to the next level, we have a class for you. Contact the web marketing experts at WMETraining.com.
Literature is taking over Miami streets. Between November 13th and the 20th, downtown Miami will transform into a full-week celebration of the literary arts. More than 500-plus authors are coming to share their new work at the 2016 Miami Book Fair. The Porch is open every evening, complete with a full schedule of live music and performances, a farmer's market and cafe, food trucks, craft beer, and more. For more information on the 33rd Miami Book Fair, November 13th to the 20th, at Miami-Dade College's Wolfson Campus in downtown Miami, call 305-237-3258 or visit miamibookfair.com. Follow Miami Book Fair on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Miami Book Fair.
More refreshing talk radio on air and on demand 24/7. Only on Cranberry Radio.
Mobilizing your marketing and engagement efforts. Welcome back to Mobile Presence, only on Cranberry Radio.
And we're back. Welcome back to Mobile Presence. I'm Peggy Ann Saltz with Mobile Groove.
And I'm Shahab Zaghari with Higher Ground Creative Agency.
And our guest today, Hisham Amin, he's Product and Growth Lead at Hidden Founders.
And Hisham, it's been a fantastic show. It's really interesting to see where you guys are going with Hidden Founders and with the app, which I coincidentally downloaded during the show, and I urge everyone else to do that as well. It really is bite-sized information. It's great. But this is the part of the show where we give our listeners some top three tips from our guests. So, you know, if you could give us some takeaways today, what are some top three tips that startup founders need to be aware of in order to move from ideas to business?
Thanks so much, Shahab, for your question. Actually, there are a lot of takeaways, but if you ask me about my top three takeaways, it would be very simple to share with our audience here. The first one, as I said, and I keep saying this, is get out of the building. A lot of people don't actually have the courage, or sometimes they are just lazy, to leave the comfort of their office and go talk to people. Go talk to people who have the need, who you think have actually the willingness to buy your product. Ask them about their pains. Ask them about what are their aspiration, and it's amazing how much inputs and thoughts and ideas that you can get out of there and adapt your product to what they told you. So yeah, it's a Steve Blank takeaway that I urge everyone to actually keep track of it in their daily startup life. The second one, which is very, very important, it's from one of the best books that I recommend to startup founders, which is the Traction book, that says spend 50% of your time on the product and 50% on traction, because most failed startups have products, but what most failed startups don't have are customers. And a lot of startup founders just look themselves in the room and start developing products, start writing the lines of code, and they completely forget about what are their traction channels. And so I urge people to actually find a hybrid between the time of developing the product and the time of finding the right traction channels. The third one, which is also very, very valuable, and it's from Dave McClure, one of the contributors to Startup Patterns, who said, don't go big or go home. And the explanation of this headline is very simple. When you have found an unusual idea to base your startup on, don't go too broad too quickly, which means you have to target a niche in the beginning. Startups are more likely to find this product market fit by narrowing their target demographic. And so my biggest advice to startup founders is to actually narrow their target in the beginning. Try to test their idea with small group of people. Don't try to target everyone since day one. And start from that. And it's amazing how you can scale with time and start to respond to other people's needs. You don't have to please everyone from the beginning. That's my biggest advice for people.
Well, you know, it's interesting here because just to recap, you know, one is get out of the building. That's clear. Get out there, look around, see what's hot, see what's not. Number two is really interesting. Get traction. Spend 50% of your time on the product, 50% on traction, which probably means just marketing. In other words, you know, market your product, market your idea. Is that what I'm hearing here, Hisham?
Yeah, exactly. Start pitching events, start meeting people. It's very amazing how outcomes this can bring you.
So get out there and market. I mean, Shahab, this is what you do daily. What about that? Are you seeing that in your clients or your customer base, it's like more sort of startups and entrepreneurs getting their head around marketing?
Yeah, and you know what? I mean, I definitely have to agree. I mean, when you are stuck at the computer all day and you don't go out and meet people, yeah, I mean, it's hard. But, you know, every once in a while, whether it's internally at Higher Ground or to our clients, we tell them, look, take, you know, a few days a week and go work at a coffee shop. Go, you know, where you will bump into people and, you know, see what they're working on and things of that nature, because otherwise you will miss those opportunities whether it's a business opportunity or not. So, I mean, I think that top tip number one is definitely a good one.
And you might also get some ideas for the marketing of your idea, product, app, what have you, right?
Oh, exactly. I mean, sometimes
it's like work on that marketing on 50% of your time. Think about traction.
Exactly. And even testing. I mean, sometimes we're, you know, working on a design or a magazine ad and we turn around to whoever's at the bar or the coffee shop and we say, hey, we've got our blinders on. We know what's going on here. What do you get from this? And oftentimes their input is very important to how we move forward. So.
Well, speaking of moving forward, we do have to move to the end of the show. We've run out of time, Hisham, but I mean, it's been a great show. And just to refresh our memory and tell our listeners again, the app is Startup Patterns. Is that right?
Yeah, exactly.
And it's in a family of apps. So you said there was another one as well. So Startup Patterns tells us like our daily dose of lessons. And there's one to test if we should even be doing this at all, which is if we are a good startup.
Founders Test. It's founderstest.com. Yeah.
Okay, founderstest.com. So we know about the family of apps that you're producing. Hisham, what about yourself? How do people stay in touch with you and Hidden Founders?
Well, you just the easiest part is go to hiddenfounders.com. You will find a chat where you can chat with us along the day. We are at your disposal. We can answer very quickly. Or you can contact me via Twitter, which is A Hishamin. So it's A Hishamin and with E at the end. Or you can reach out to me via email, which is hisham@hiddenfounders.com. Like, I would be very glad to talk to you and to help you along the way. And the other last thing is that we are currently opening our next program, which is if you are a startup founder and you are good to go with your idea, we'd be very glad to talk to you and support you along the way.
Very cool. And Hisham, that's Hisham. And Shahab, what about you?
You can get a hold of me on Twitter at Shahab Zaghari. That's Zaghari. And you can also check out our portfolio at highergroundcreative.agency.
And you can email me, peggy@mobilegroove.com. That's where you can also find my portfolio of content marketing and app marketing services. You can follow me, of course, on Twitter. That's @PeggyAnn, A-N-N-E. And you can check out columns and posts and other things I'm writing about the business of mobile and mobile business out there in the blogosphere, Forbes, VentureBeat, and on my own, Mobile Groove. So thanks again, everyone, for joining us for Mobile Presence. Remember that new episodes of Mobile Presence air Wednesdays at 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You can check out earlier episodes of our show by going to cranberry.fm Or you can also find our shows on iTunes, Stitcher, Zune, and iHeartRadio simply by searching under Mobile Presence. Thanks again for listening to Mobile Presence, your inside track on everything you need to reach and engage your target audiences with mobile. And remember, every minute is mobile, so make every minute count. We'll see you next week.
The opinions expressed are those of the hosts and their guests and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of Cranberry News Marketing and Cranberry.fm. Rebroadcasts or retransmission of this content without proper consent is prohibited.
If you're the purchasing manager at a manufacturing plant, you know having a trusted partner makes all the difference. That's why, hands down, you count on Grainger for auto reordering. With on-time restocks, your team will have the cut-resistant gloves they need at the start of their shift. And you can end your day knowing they've got safety well in hand. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.